Exodus chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song to Yahweh, and spoke, saying, I will sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my Elohim, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father is Elohim, and I will exalt him. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name, Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Your right hand, O Yahweh, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Yahweh, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellency, you have overthrown them that rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath. You consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. And the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them, I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. You did blow with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Yahweh, among the mighty? Who is like you, majestic in being, set apart, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have left forth the people which you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. And the people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold upon the inhabitants of Palestina. And then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of your arm they shall be as still as a stone, till your people pass over, O Yahweh, till the people pass over which you have purchased. You shall bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Yahweh, which you have made for you to dwell in the sanctuary, O Yahweh, which your hands have established. Yahweh shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen to the sea, and Yahweh brought again the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. But the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried to Yahweh. And Yahweh showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. And there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If you will diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that heals you. And they came to Elim, and there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. End of chapter 15.